Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic brethren and sistren, or however the hell you fucking say that. Numero uno. I don't know how you say the LA Talk Radio part. I guess you could do that. Wait, hold on. Tell them how I say LA Talk Radio in Spanish.
Radio Hablada in Los Angeles.
Ah! What she said.
Right.
Yes. Anyway. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Fuck yeah. I like that. We're syndicated.
All over the place.
I'm about to put us back on Podbean. But, I'm about to put us back on Podbean.
What's up? How y'all doing?
I think we might have a few episodes on Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. I just need to update some websites. There's a lot to do. Jesus Christ, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
So much to do. Anyway. Oh, Lord. I'm a busy bitch.
Well, tell us what's been happening.
Lots of things.
About the concert.
Lots of things.
Talk about last week.
So many damn fucking things. It's redonkulous. Let's see. First of all, we had this last Friday, we went to the Five Star Bar. Shout out to Mark Cordova, owner of the
Five Star.
Five Star Bar.
Yeah.
What up, Mark?
Downtown.
And Kyoko. And ooh. Heath. Yeah, Kyoko, yeah. The bartender. Wait. Kyoko, Allie Mae.
Yes.
And Bonnie.
Yes.
Okay.
And Angela.
Oh, damn. It's four?
There's four chicks that I know of. No idea. That I know the names of. And then there's like a guy or something, too, in there. I don't know. There's a bunch of bartenders. There's a bunch of bartenders. Anyway, I know those four. Okay. Anyway, and then Heath, the sound guy. Shout out to all of you.
He's the man.
Everybody at the Five Star Bar, we love you.
Yeah.
And so, rock on. We love that venue. It's one of our favorite venues in the whole wide world. You, too, can go to the Five Star Bar at 267 South Main Street.
Great sound.
Los Angeles, California, 90012. That's in downtown Los Angeles. Not in the skeevy area.
Nah, that's cool.
The good part. It's okay to go over there. Now, Five Star Bar is a really awesome venue, so go over there. There's always a food dude over there, and he serves really great food.
Down on the other side of the parking lot.
Bacon wrap hot dogs. Heavy, yeah. And I only deal with him. I drive all the business to him.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
The one on the other side is really good, too.
I don't care.
The woman
I don't
on
care.
The gay bar.
I don't care.
That's good food.
No, goddammit.
We got to
support. We got to support the Five Star Bar and the dude that's next to it. Come on, Alejandra.
Okay.
Come on, man. Come on. One of these days, maybe I'll go try her. But I'm just saying. Come on.
What? Helping the guy.
Anyway, I've always.
She's better.
Oh, she's better.
I think.
Oh. I don't know. He just always knocks
Does
a bucket. He always knocks a buck or two off my food. Okay. You know.
Oh shit! Because
I send
so much.
Because I sent. Because I send him a bunch of business. You know.
Oh.
Hey, come on now. I gotta get some deals, you know, something. Whatever. I really don't give a fuck. If I could, I'd have a fucking food truck out in front of that bitch making money off of that. Yeah. She fucking crazy?
Oh, no. It would be good.
But the husband said it's not logistically fucking possible because the side of the road it's on and the way that the trucks are set up.
It's a one-way street.
It's a one-way street. And
Nate Park is on the left side, the bar's on the left, off the driver's side.
I don't know.
Because you have to open the truck to get to the food on the passenger side.
Yeah.
You can go to the bars around and sell it. One, I was playing at the Dollhouse once, and this woman came with some quesadillas, and she saw the whole thing that she
had. No, but that's what I'm saying, though, is I want to get, yeah, I'm going to use Atomic Dogs. He does my brother's events out at, oh, yes, Nathan Youngblood, Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
Out of Characters Bar in Pomona. He does, oh, I know he does out there, and some of their other events, too. Yeah. Oh, he just did, oh, speaking of that, Saturday, May 4th, we get off topic here. Saturday, May 4th, we went to Crazy Fest.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, speaking of that, wait, go back, backtrack, I'm really high, hold on. And I have a cotton mouth. Anyway, this last Friday at the Five Star Bar, speaking of Heath.
Right. Saw his band.
We saw his band, or the band, drummer for a band called Frank and the Mammoths.
Yeah.
You know, like Woolly Mammoth. You know, Frank and the Mammoths. So shout out to Frank.
And the Mammoths.
And the Mammoths.
Right.
And Heath's their drummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good?
Mm-hmm. Heath is a very good bartender. bartender.
He's drummer. A sound man.
A drummer.
He's a drummer.
Yeah.
Drummer. Sound man. Beard, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, bartender? I don't know. Anyway. He's a drummer and he's the sound guy. Anyway, he was the sound guy and the drummer. It was
so
crazy.
He was like on double duty.
Yeah,
shit.
It was crazy. I was like, what the fuck? He'd get the rest of the band right, make sure the drums were right, make sure everything was right, and then go. He's poor guy running back and forth. All right. Anyway, Nathan Youngblood Productions. Saturday, May 4th was Crazy Fest.
Right.
Shout out to all the bands that performed. There was a fucking lot of bands. There was a lot of bands. A lot of bands.
Yeah.
We saw, let's see, who all did we see?
Oh, well, we didn't see him, but DJ Nostradamus was there.
Oh, yes, DJ Nostradamus.
EDM.
What up? I gave him a big hug. Carlos Pochino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was badass.
Who else? Bias was there.
Oh, Bias. Yeah. Yeah. Bias played. They had great.
Fate Destroy.
Yes, Fate Shout Destroy was fucking
Fate
badass.
Destroy. Nathan
Fate
Young,
Destroy was
Young
bad.
Production.
Fucking ass.
Yeah. Shout out Francesca Destruct.
Yes.
Shout out to. I don't remember the other dudes.
Johnny Law.
There you go.
I don't remember the name of the new, the new guitarist yet. Johnny Law is the main guitarist, but then they have a you know, like rhythm guitarist, whatever, you know, yeah, that goes with him or whatever.
Right.
I just don't remember his new name. He's new to the group.
Okay.
But Nathan's the bassist.
Yeah.
And Francesca Destruct is the lead singer.
Yeah.
And then Ben Levy is the drummer.
Yeah, Ben.
But Johnny Law, yeah, so. Bunch of very, very good people and awesome fucking musicians. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Great, really good music. Shout out to Bias though. But, in Bias there's, Chris Dorami.
Mm-hmm.
I know three guys in the band. Chris Dorami. God damn it. The ex drummer for Korn, Dave Silveria.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Joe Tabak.
Okay.
So I know those three. So all great guys.
Joe was guitarist.
But I did an interview with them on
during the show.
Yeah, yes. For my TV show, Jenny's House of Rock.
Okay.
On Blank TV.
Then,
so that was fun. And I did an interview with Crazy Town. Shout out to Roland Banks. And Philip Nielsen, a.k.a. Proto. Do you know Proto?
Proto. Oh, yeah.
Do you know Proto? That's his handle on Instagram. Do you know Proto?
Oh, okay.
Right.
He's their bassist. Yeah, he's also the bassist for Lost Puppy. And he's been with a bunch of other bands and stuff.
Yeah. I've
seen him play with other people.
Kind of like you.
Like a session yeah, musician. He plays, you know, plays for Hired Gun, you know. Yeah. But he plays with Crazy Town, so that's fucking awesome. He's really great. I think Roland Banks said that he saw him play at a concert of I think they were one of the bands were playing that night. I think it was Bang Rock played that night. It was out at the Sage in Whittier. And who was it? He was subbing in for a band out there or something. He was playing with a band out or something that night. And they saw him. They said they've seen him on stage or whatever.
Was that the night we was there?
Yeah. They saw Philip perform before with other bands, and they were like, this guy's fucking crazy. He's all over the stage.
Right, for real. Man, he's jumping up and down.
He's like moving around. He's going, yeah. He's very energetic and very
active, animated.
He's just so you love seeing his band play just to see the dynamics of everything.
He holds the guitar. He's awesome.
He's great. He's really great. Great musician. So that's why I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm glad he's with Crazy Town. That's badass. But shout out to Roland Banks. Shout out to Seth Shifty Benzer, lead singer. Mm. Shout out, dude. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you.
That's my baby. Go, yeah, my baby. Something.
Yeah,
come, my baby. Yeah. Be my butterfly. Like sugar baby.
Yeah.
But during the interview, me and Roland Banks and I can't remember. I feel bad.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Yeah,
was
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad. I can't remember.
The whole band played?
Yeah,
it was really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I can't remember the god damn it. I interviewed them the other night. I'm just spacing. The other guy that was there doing the interview. I can't remember his name. I feel bad. I did the interview with them the other night. It was really fun. They were great. They're really good people. I was laughing my ass off. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it was a funny interview.
It was fun. Yeah. So it was a good time. There was a lot of great bands. Seconds to Centuries played.
Okay, yeah.
They're really good. Fucking, there was a lot of great bands that night. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's see. Sunday night. Petey's Place. Oh, shout out, before that, shout out to Malone's in Santa Ana. Thank you to them. Thank you to Young Blood Productions. Thank you to all of you guys for putting on a great production.
Yeah, it was fun.
Warrior Dave was doing production. Yeah. He was bringing equipment on and off the stage. It was a really great time.
Shout out.
Really great night.
Yeah.
Great production. Thank you to everybody that worked that night, everybody that put that together. It was a great show.
There was a lot of people there.
Thank you to the bartenders. Thank you to the door girl. Thank you to everybody. Everybody was just, it was a wonderful experience.
It was a good,
and thank you to all the bands that played, every one of you. Crazy Fest was a success. And this is all I got to say, 1 second.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Korn drummer Dave Silveria.
Play like a focus. Placing blame for everything only to beat the bird.
Special guest performances by DMT. Embrace. Stone, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus, and Rhythmic, Two Stages,
21 and up,
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com, and TicketWeb,
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby.
Again, shout out to Roland Banks. Sugar, baby.
Right.
We kept saying that, him laughing our asses off. We'd look at each other and go, sugar, baby. I love that shit. I had so much fucking fun as Redonkulous. I had so much damn fun. I really did. That was a great time. Viewer was amazing.
Yeah.
Jamie Bang. Shout out to Jamie Bang. That is our friend, James Jass Dillon, drummer for Killset's son. Up there and rapped his little heart out, man. That was great. And very nice young man. Thank you for introducing me to your son and to my husband.
Yeah.
Great, very nice young man. And I think he's, keep working at it, keep doing it. And you know what I mean? And he'll go far.
Right.
You just got to keep working it. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody else, right? 12-gauge Embrace was fucking amazing. Way Too Stoned was good. CGB, they were interesting.
Oh, yeah.
These three rapper dudes or whatever. And a white chick got up there and at one point was singing with them. And it was really interesting. They were quite funny. They made fun of themselves, basically, through the whole thing. Anyway, Wild Charge played, Nostradamus and Rhythmic 3. I think that's how you say it. Seconds of Centuries, Bias, Fate Destroyed, Crazy Town, Jamie Bang, and Crippling Fear. So all great bands. Thank you very much for being there. Sunday, we had, Chasing Desolation. We had Devang, Final Frequency, and Blackstone Wolves. Great night, great bands. Thank you so much for playing.
Shout out to Petey.
Go check out my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe, and I'll share it to all my other pages. Jenny's World Talk on the Block, Gabriel Global Entertainment, all our different pages. And tonight, speaking of this next band right here.
Yes.
Right here. It's, I'm saying it right. Nguyen?
Nguyen.
Nguyen?
Nguyen.
Nguyen. Nguyen. Does it mean something? Get up! Don't be shy. This is Mike. Here's for you.
Okay.
I don't say you got to be right on it. They're like me, but you know what I'm saying.
Somewhere between here and there.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
it's a secret what it means because I have no idea. My wife came up with the name.
Okay, so, interesting.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it meant new thing.
I think it means something. She's into witchcraft. She's interested in witchcraft kind of stuff.
Oh, nice. So, like Wiccan type stuff?
Yeah, Wiccan stuff. But
nice.
Stuff.
Nice. Cool. That's cool. Yeah. Cool. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, if it means something, I'm sure people...
Just Google it.
The whole point is that's like a question. People are going to be like wanting to know, hey, what the fuck does that mean?
Right.
Because I have no goddamn understanding. I have no idea.
And your wife came out with it. And she's
awesome.
With Wiccan, Wicked, what?
You should tell your wife to call in and she can explain it. No, just kidding. All right, Nguyen, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's different, it's unique. And the fact that no one knows what the fuck it means, it lends to its credibility as being mysterious.
That's right. We are very
And interesting. And that's why you fit in perfectly for tonight's concert.
Right.
At the CIA.
Right. Yeah.
That's the California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
That place is awesome, by the way.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Where is it at?
11334 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollyweird, California. 91601.
And she knows the zip code.
So come on over. Do you know how many times a day I have to type this, text it, or put it on a social media thing or something? You know what I mean? Before the show, I'm sitting here putting it on Facebook. I'm trying to put it over on Instagram. You know what I mean? I'm trying to post it all over the place. No. I've been doing this for the last few weeks. I've had that poster up for a while now. That poster's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
These hands move behind this fucking glass. Weird, foggy glass wall. Like it's like the shower or some shit. Like it's creepy. It's really creepy. I picked the right one.
It's a creepy place.
Wait, I'm designing all of the ones from all the ones I'm doing for Weird Wednesdays. They're all really fucking weird. Did you see the new one I sent you for Cesar Cardona? Fucking weird, isn't it? The world is all squished and twisted. It's weird. Yeah, I love that shit. I like the creepier the better, and we're gonna go there. Because that's why we call it Weird Wednesdays. You can find it at the CIA. You can find it Weird Wednesdays, Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just going to keep on going. Yeah. It's like a weird book. Like you just opened a horror book.
So this is your first one?
Volume, yes.
For this one, yeah.
At this venue.
Okay.
At this venue. I've been at tons of them. We're at a bunch of other venues, so fuck it. But,
yeah. But, we are,
but that's why I thought about getting the good bands.
The CIA.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Exactly. They're opening the show at 8 p.m.
That's right.
Right.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? It's going to be a great night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Is there going to be food?
No, unfortunately. Thank God there's Denny's. <It's okay. laughs> There's a Denny's right there.
It's okay.
God damn it. We thought there was going to be a food dude, and...
He
couldn't
trying.
Do it this Wednesday. It is what it is.
But he could have said something.
But I guess he can do it next Wednesday, right?
I don't know, because he didn't.
No,
he
but
didn't,
the whole point is,
really,
I was.
But he hasn't confirmed that the 20.
Okay, well then I'm just gonna go and get. I'm just gonna go get some food trucks.
Right.
Yeah, just get somebody else. They all want to go.
I mean, you know, I'm giving somebody the first
shot. But it's kind of a little late now to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, but yeah. You know, maybe these ones.
Oh, no, I have a website that I see. Everything has a fucking website now. There's a website where you can literally go and put your event up on this thing. You put you give them all the information.
Yeah.
And they put a blast out to all these different fucking food trucks. You say what kind of food you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And you put all the event details on the bitch. And you say the date. You say how long you need it. You say the night. You put all the details down, and boom, you put a blast out. And they literally, this company goes and puts it everywhere, puts it out to every fucking food truck that's registered with them,
yeah,
that sells that type of food, that's in that fucking ish area,
wow,
within like a 15-20 mile radius.
Yeah.
They send a big blast out. And then these companies, and then these fucking food trucks start hitting you up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm really interested at being at your event. Da, 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 da. And there you go.
Use a different one than these.
And then what you do is you tell them they got to give you a percentage.
Oh.
You charge them a fee for being at your event.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm just saying.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like a vendor.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's no different.
Right.
You know, at the farmer's market.
Or at least give me at least give me free food.
No, a little
I'm just saying. just give me some free food. That's all. I'm really asking for a lot. I'm a simple bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh, we can get a few dollars. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah, cool. Maybe someday we'll be big enough to get a few dollars and some food.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. All right. Cool. Anyway. Nguyen is playing tonight.
Right.
Our first show at the CIA. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're very excited too.
Very excited. I just booked 3 more dates in July.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay, I need to talk to you.
Yes, I know. I knew you were going to say that. How did I know you were going to say that, Alejandra? Yes, I have the 3rd, the 17th, and the 31st. Plus, I got the June 12th and 26th, and then we got May 26th and tonight. But tonight, right now, we got Nguyen is playing, and we've got some really great bands tonight. Very excited. We got Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Oh, wow. All right.
Mortis will be playing at 9. I'm going to sound all creepy like that guy did on that Crazy Fest
very
commercial.
Very interesting show.
At 9.
He has a very interesting set. Hey, Silent Giggles, have you seen Mortis?
He's really badass. Wait till you see him.
You coming to the show?
I wonder if he's going to do a blood ritual thing and stuff. And yeah. And then, and shout out to Lillian Mortis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She will be playing tonight. She'll be dancing tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. So couldn't really get Freaks tonight, but we'll have Lillian dance and... we'll have a nice, good show.
Right.
So, I got Freaks more confirmed for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. We're working on some stuff. Dangerous D will be next time, which is Wednesday, May 22nd.
Okay.
So, we got Dangerous D for that one. He'll be wrangling the Freaks. And I think we're going to have Cinder might be up that one. And there's some other ones, but I'm working on. I will get it. But still, it's a museum of oddities, so that should be cool.
Yeah.
So, what you been doing, Newen?
We've been working on our album.
Cool.
We're almost finished with the recording, pretty much done. And we started mixing, mastering. We have three songs, which are ready-ish. I've been doing everything myself, drums, Alejandra. So we got three songs.
He's saying, get a little closer to Mike. You're a very quiet person.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, so
there we go. Okay, that's better. All right, cool.
Yeah, so we've been recording an album, and we have three songs here to show you guys, and hope you like it.
Cool. I like it already.
We have been recording at my studio.
Yeah.
And then Nguyen has been doing the
put it closer to her. Noah, come on.
Noah has been doing the mixing and the mastering, but he just learned it by himself.
Oh, nice.
And it's sounding freaking awesome.
That's cool.
He's very talented.
That's good.
Hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't play for losers.
No. Well, sometimes I do, but not here. Not in this case. Not in this Bible force, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't play with those particular ones anymore.
Well, no, but you know, this is my job. Sometimes I play with losers, but that's fine.
That's just wrong.
No, that's just right. You know, that's just my job. But,
you're a hired gun.
You gotta make that money.
Yeah.
You gotta make the money. But hired gun. I love this band. We have become very close friends, and this is a very special band for me.
That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
I like it. I don't know. So far, I've liked all the bands you've been in. So.
No, they are great bands.
Yeah.
All of them so far.
Yeah. That's cool.
How many are you in? How many bands are you in?
Too many to fucking count.
But you know, they come and go. Some of them, some stay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's just that kind of job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Because mm-hmm. maybe you're not necessarily the right fit for that band.
Yeah,
you're just like somebody
to
fill in.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah, or you're just there to fill in maybe until they get their
somebody,
you know, somebody that, like, you know, because some bands want you to look like the part.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if everybody dresses goth, like they want you to be goth with them. Yeah, you know, they want that aesthetic.
Musicians,
you know what I'm saying?
Are just crazy. I think that's.
Musicians are crazy.
That's the only thing.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think Alejandra can confirm that musicians are, everybody's. All musicians are insane. It's just the level of insanity.
Right.
that varies. Like, we're like on a very like mediocre to low.
Level.
Yeah, low level of insanity.
Now, how long have you been a band?
Like a year? More
a
than
year
a year?
Half,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
But we work hard. We practice every week before he moved to San Diego. We will practice every week a couple of times and record like crazy. You know, we work hard.
How many members are there?
Just the two of us.
Just the two of
you.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Yep. I like that dynamic. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
We saw that not that long ago with somebody else.
Maybe we've seen a couple of groups.
Yeah. I think that's cool. I mean, you know.
Yeah. This is also different because we don't have vocals. So it's kind of instrumental, but it's not like Dream Theater instrumental, just a bunch of noodling. It's like songwriting, but you'll hear it, but it's a little
interesting
different. Yeah, it's different.
All right, I like it. Let's play a song.
Yeah.
Which one do we want to play?
Let's play 14, I think.
All right, we're gonna play a song called 14 by Nguyen. I was gonna say Nguyen. I was kidding. Get it? No. Four by Nguyen. This is Jenny's World Talk of the Block, iTalk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We'll be right back. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what? And what's that? The song about? I mean, I know it's not doesn't have lyrics, but that's was there something that inspired you to write that?
Yeah, that one was that was actually a jam, and I think we jammed it out in a very kind of weird way, but it was just a jam.
We never played that song on the shows. We have never played that song before.
Oh.
But we were jamming one time that song, and he said, "Let's just record it." It's the only song that is like that. All the other songs, we have worked like crazy on them. But this one is just, we jam it, and then he recorded it.
Okay. Is there a reason, like, what's the reason behind naming it 14?
Oh, it's the name of the album. It's, because my wife is into all this kind of stuff, Wiccan stuff.
And mystical, and the mystical numbers stuff. And everything. I mean, well, we talk about that stuff all the time, so that's why. That's cool. I like it.
It's a number, I think it's a tarot, number of a tarot card, 14, which I think it's temperance.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's nice. I used to do the tarot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I used to be a tarot card reader. Don't judge me.
So you believe...
I really did. I really was. I had my own deck and everything for years.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My mom.
I believe very strongly in the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Oh, yeah. I've seen a Ouija board move, the thing move, without someone touching it.
Oh, yeah?
There's creepy stuff. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of weird stuff. You don't understand. Weird things that we cannot explain.
Yeah.
So I never fuck with Mother Nature. And I try not to do harm to others and all that stuff. Because, you know, karma, all that stuff.
Not getting any kind of problems with people that know voodoo.
Well, right. That too. That's the Jesus. Yeah, yeah, the whole point is you don't know what anybody else is capable of.
Yeah.
That's the only stuff that scares me. Like the voodoo stuff. With the chickens. I don't know. Something about those chickens.
Pretty soon there's gonna be a chicken head and blood running down in front of your door or some weird shit. Like, what? No. Yeah. You know, we don't want that.
Nah.
No. No chickens, please. No chicken heads. Maybe like at the shows, like on Spikes. You know that band that did that with the goat heads on spikes? The black metal band?
Oh yeah, yeah. The yeah. Amazing. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they got all kinds of interesting bands in this world. They really, really do. But that's okay. Everybody, I guess, has something to say. Whether we agree with it or not. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Whatever people are into.
Fuck it. That's just that. Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I just always like to know why people write like certain lyrics, like what was that song about? What were you thinking about when you wrote that? Yeah. What was, you know, what was, why'd you name it that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I always like to know, the reasons that more about
you. Are you gonna look for a lyricist?
No,
a singer.
I had a band before and it was without a lyricist, so I'm used to it. I actually think sometimes vocalists can destroy a band because you really have to be a good singer.
Yeah, sometimes, I guess, yeah.
And it's tough because it's the one instrument that you have the least control over. Like, you get a little bit sick. Like, with the guitar, I can always play, no matter what, no matter how sick I am.
Right.
Yeah, but the vocals, the older you get. And it's tough to be good, I think, to be always in tune.
Yeah. Mm.
So I like it. I like it without the vocals.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
What? Again, whatever floats your boat,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy. It's your band. You do with it as you will.
That's right. As long as you don't hurt anybody.
Exactly.
That's
no harm, no foul, no harm to others, no none of that. So yeah, exactly.
Yep.
See?
Well, let me ask you this though. Would you be willing to, like, say, let's say when you put an album out and maybe have a guest singer on a record or two?
Yeah, I would be
something
willing.
Something on that level instead of just
experimental.
All the way
through? Yeah.
Okay.
I also have control issues. I don't like, cause sometimes the singers come in and they're like, okay, so I'm going to be...
They want to take over?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have big egos.
I got to have the control, yeah.
The front person always has the biggest ego. Didn't you know that?
I didn't.
Pretty much every band, if you ever realize that.
Yeah.
Every single, like, they'll go through singers before they'll go through fucking, you know, band members.
I and singers have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to find a singer, first of all. It's hard to find a singer who sings well.
That's right.
I can keep pitch or tune or can hit different pitches, you know what I mean? There's so many different factors in it. Depends on what kind of music it is you want to sing.
Yeah.
Some bands, you don't even have to know how to sing. You know, like that's not really like that's not really singing. I mean, that's just I'm barking into a fuck. I'm not saying I'm not. Look, I love you all. Please don't do voodoo or black hexes or any bad things on me because I said that. Because I have look, I love a lot of bands that are like that too. I like I like a lot of that music too. But I'm just going to be honest, that's not really singing. I mean, it's singing, but it's not singing. Like, no, you know, it's not like, you know what I mean? It's just different. It takes more control to sing like Jeff Tate from Queensryche than it does to sing like some of those bands. You know what I mean? Like the certain singers, like even like Steven Tyler, any of those singers, you know, like, you know.
And then you take the melody away. Well, there is not much challenge, right?
Yeah, but I'm
pretty much.
Yeah, but to be a truly like a singer, you know, like to sing, be melodic, be like exactly. Hit different high, yeah. Have different yes. Notes, different octaves, different pitches, whatever. You know, yes. That's like vocal ranges. That's like you know, that's real. You know,
real.
But to just you know, no, oh Jesus. If I stay in those concerts too long, I have to go outside and take a break. Because even the music is like, it's like too much. After a while, it's overwhelming. And you have to, even EDM or techno, like if it's really a lot of that. After a little while, I got to take a break.
Yeah.
I got to go outside for a little bit. And then I can go back in. Just because some of that stuff is like really powerful.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you do the instrumental like that. I like that.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's different. Mm-hmm. That's what I try to do, something different.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's good to be experimental and to try new things and to and do what works for you. And that's what you want to do in the music. You know, right.
Who's your influences?
Yeah.
I was really into a lot of prog rock, and now I'm into a lot of really heavy metal, like Gojira. But without the Cookie Monster vocals, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got nothing.
I love metal where, like, let's say Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Like, you know, bands that.
But even like Pantera, right?
Pantera. I love Pantera.
More aggressive vocals, but you can still.
But no, you can still understand every word he says.
Yeah.
He still sing. He's singing.
Yeah.
Even though his vocals are more aggressive or hard edged, he's still singing.
There are songs where he's actually really like singing and hitting notes like.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He actually sings. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Sepultura, they sing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these heavy metal singers sing.
Yeah.
Metallica, they sing. They sing. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
It's more in the extreme metal genre.
Yeah. The other one would just hurt my throat. If you go too much, it's like, it would hurt.
Supposed to come from
ow that would but really like if you do too much of that like
so,
it would just
yeah.
It would hurt after a while. Let's play another song.
Yes.
We won't play
Capybara.
Okay.
You want to play the short one? Let's play the short one then.
Simple Life.
Yeah, Simple Life.
All right, let's do Simple Life and then we'll do Capybara.
Yes.
This one's very short.
All right, so we're gonna play him.
Okay.
We're gonna play him back to back. We're gonna do Simple Life, and then we're gonna do Capybara.
Okay.
This is Nguyen on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Boom. It really was fucking short.
Really was fucking short.
I was wondering why that file was so goddamn small. Yeah. I saw like 178 kilobytes or some bullshit, and I was like,
that's not right.
That can't be right. That's a really small file. I was like, Jesus Christ. Wow. What? Okay. I was like, this is going to be a short one. I didn't know it was that short.
Yeah, short.
Holy fuck.
But did you know what? It's short, but interesting. We are playing a polyrhythm thing at the beginning, which it's that I'm playing in 4-4 and he's playing in 7-8.
Oh, nice.
1/8 less that I am playing. So we go in the downbeat and then we are, he's up.
That's really interesting, though. Like, that's really interesting and dynamic to be playing in two totally different times like that.
Yes, time signatures.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yes, his music is interesting that way. It has,
I like that, though.
Times, polyrhythms, has
that's advanced crazy. Concepts. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. I like that. I'm sorry, I was going to play those back to back, but that just really threw me the fuck off. I didn't know it was really that short. So, okay, anyway.
You know what's funny is when we play it at a show, people have no idea what the fuck is going
now
on.
Now I understand why
you just ended.
They're like, these guys just fucked
up.
Was that
a song?
Now I understand why you call it Simple Life. That was extremely boom. That was it. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what the fuck? I feel like I just got ran over by a car. Anyway, now here we go, Capybara. Let's try this again. Very nice.
Yeah.
You heard the double bass there, right?
Yeah. I like that. That was sweet. Fuck yeah. Very good. So we played 14, we played Simple Life, and we played Capybara.
Yeah, and that last like song, that's my kid laughing in the background. It's dedicated to my wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and
I like that. Yeah. And what does Capybara mean?
Well, it's a capybara.
Oh, capybara.
Capybara in Portuguese.
Ah, okay,
my
gotcha.
Wife's from Brazil, so.
Oh, nice.
That's the whole meaning to that song.
Interesting.
Yeah, she doesn't like it because she thinks I'm comparing her to a capybara, but it's it's not. That's not the case. it's a Portuguese, but my wife is from Brazil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. she's not a capybara.
Isn't that an animal?
It's an animal. It's a badass animal.
Yeah.
It's like a giant rat.
Oh, I heard of
that's just wrong. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Isn't that like a...
It's a hairless rat, kind of like a dog
but
or something?
They're super cute. It's not like a rat, like from the Nightmare Rat or something. It's like a really fuzzy Like big. I'm going to show you a picture.
Uh-oh, your wife's going to slap you. Anyway, just kidding.
No. She's going to put a hex on him.
Uh-oh.
That's why she's a wicked.
Let's not do that. Damn, let's just run from that. Anyway.
It's a bad dreamy genie shit, huh?
Yeah. You're just wrong. Anyway. Oh, that is very cute.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like a beaver.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's cute. It's so adorable.
Yeah.
Like it.
Oh my goodness. It is so cute.
There we go.
Looks like it could be a pet.
It really does.
Yeah.
I would have it as a pet.
I would definitely.
It's adorable. Okay. So tonight we've got Weird Wednesdays Volume 1 at CIA here in North Hollywood, California on Burbank. Don't be shy. 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Come on out. It is tonight, and first band on is Newen.
That's right.
At 8 p.m. They're going to kick off the whole show. And then we will have Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Yes.
And then at, that's at 9 p.m. And then 10 p.m. we're going to have Sinestra Cabaret.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we love them. They're an amazing band. Sinestra Cabaret. Come on out. You got to see them. And then at 11 p.m., we're going to have Black Heroin Gallery.
Okay.
Another really great band. So come on out. It's going to be a wonderful show. Four really amazing bands. Like I said, Newen, Mortis the Devil's Reject. Again, we got Sinestra Cabaret. And then we've got Black Heroin Gallery. So four really amazing bands, and then come on out, and we're going to have Lillian Mortis is going to dance, and it's going to be a really fun night.
All right.
And then we've got, let's see, this Saturday, May 11th, is Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. We've got some really great bands for that one. Keep talking while I grab my book.
Oh, okay. Oh, so other than where can they find you on social media?
Yes, all your social media and website and whatnot.
Yeah, so I just created a Instagram account.
Oh, nice.
Instagram.com/Newen Band.
Newen Band. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
All right.
And then Facebook, you can just look us up, Newen. It's got a bunch of numbers at the end of it. I don't know. You have to.
But I think if you just look for Newen, you can find
it. Yeah. Check us out on Instagram, and then once I start to develop more of my social media presence.
Yeah. Gotta get the word out, man. Gotta let people know how awesome you are.
I just want to record the album so I have something to show.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I don't want people to know who I am and have nothing.
You know?
So, all right. So how many songs you going to put on this album? When is it due?
Sooner than later, and 10 songs.
All right.
How many?
10 songs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Full album. Yeah. That's good.
But some of the songs will be super short, so, yeah.
like
that one.
Like the simple, the short song?
Yeah, there will be other ones that are equally short.
We have one that is a fast song that's short, too.
We call songs by, like fast song, short song. That's
crazy.
How we... Yeah, we don't even have names yet.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right.
Let's see. This Saturday, Pacifico Cantina, we got Jizz Grenade at 9. Tang. Incoming. Get it?
Incoming. Coming in.
Anyway, Tang Witch is at 9:45. Hungry Ass Youth is at 10:30. Vile Life is at 11:15, and we have Antagonist at midnight.
Okay.
So come on out this Saturday, Pacifico Cantina. That's at 434 Potrero Grande Drive, Monterey Park, California, 91755. Come on out. Have a great time this Saturday. Some really awesome bands. They're like, they're punk, a little bit harder. We got to keep the volume down. I guess there's a hotel next door. It's okay. We love it. This will be our first show. Yeah, I know. This will be the first show at the Pacifico Cantina, but it's on a Saturday night, for the love of Christ. And they should welcome our bands drowning at the noise of them fucking. So that their neighbors don't have to listen to it. Maybe you don't want to hear all the fucking in your hotel.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. Anyway.
So here's some punk metal.
This will be our first show at the Pacifico Cantina. I guess we're going to keep it to lighter stuff like Cesar Cardona.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to keep it to more hard rock, classic rock,
yeah.
Pop punk.
That new band
lighter stuff, ska, maybe some ska. You know, we're gonna keep it to lighter stuff. Tribute bands, cover bands. We gotta keep it to lighter stuff.
Yeah.
I guess can't really. Yeah, anyway, it is what it is. Fuck it.
No moshing.
No posh pits. It's not allowed. No. I'll hurt somebody. Tuesday, May 14th, 5-Star Bar. We got Ocelot.
Oh yes.
At 8 p.m.
Yes, we will be there.
The Tragic Radicals will be at 8:45.
Oh, nice. That's a good vibe.
Echo Vox is at 9:30.
Mm.
The Montgomerys at 10:15.
Yeah!
And Calling Kings at 11 p.m.
This Saturday, I'm playing with the Tragic... I'm not playing... The Tragic Radicals are playing, and I'm playing, too, with the Ocelot at Carol's Place.
Oh, yeah, down south. Yes. Yeah.
Down south.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. Because it's like way far away. That's good. We got some good bands though. And then next Friday, May 17th at the Pacifico Cantina, we got Grandpa's Nuts.
All right.
At 8 p.m. I'm still looking for a 9 p.m. band. So if you're a band and you're in like the hard rock, light metal, classic rock kind of genres, we're okay with you. Carry On is playing at 10 p.m. 56 Gallows is at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And Legions is at midnight.
Yeah.
So some really great bands.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we got some really good shows coming up. Lots of great shows. Go to our website. No, don't go to the website. I'm still working on that. Go to our Facebook page.
Right.
Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. You'll find it. Just type in Get Real Global Entertainment. We're the only fucking ones on there with that name.
And then our logo is with the Warrior Dave.
It's got Warrior Dave with right. literally in purple and gold.
Our company paint name.
He has he put Get Real Global Entertainment on his face.
I saw that.
Yeah,
right.
I thought that was badass. So I took a picture of that and I put him as our logo.
Profile picture.
Our profile picture. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Right.
I think it's badass. Yeah. So, oh, wait, hold on. I just got word. 1 second. Breaking news. This just in. Hold on. Ah, yes. Angelus will be playing the 9 o'clock slot Friday, May 17th from 9 to 9:40 p.m. at the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park.
All right.
You are confirmed, Gwendolyn Casella. I love you, Gwen. What's
all
up?
All right.
What's
cool. Up?
Thank you for jumping in there.
Fuck yeah.
Somebody finally put
somebody
me out of my misery.
Yeah,
anyway, so we got lots of dates, especially with her bands, many of them, different ones, all playing in my concerts.
Who's Gwen?
And now she just found out I have 3 more dates at the CIA.
I'm very happy.
She will be booking more of her bands on those shows.
Because yes.
She always gets preferential treatment. Anyway, shout out to all the people who are being with us on the
right.
See you, and can't wait for a great show. And we really want to make this successful. And I would like to get horror
yes.
and sci-fi authors. If you're a horror or sci-fi author and you'd like to do your readings at this, I'm talking about like just authors. Like if you would like to read from your books, anything
right.
like of those type of genres.
Yes.
Horror, sci-fi, that kind of thing. If you want it, because we want the weirdo, you know, crazy stuff. You know,
right.
anything that has to do with paranormal, any of that type of shit. If you want to read your book at one of my shows, come on down. You know, we're looking for authors. We're looking
yeah.
for food vendors.
And
if you're a food vendor, I will literally go and I will find somebody nearby and tell them. No, literally. They always have people selling food at the goddamn train station and shit, right? I'm going to go down there and be like, hey. Come on, you want to move your thing up here at outside this venue? Because we can get you a bunch of business because everybody's going to want to eat. Come on here, over here. I'm going to snag a fucking food vendor on the way. You honestly think I'm below that?
No.
I'm not above it. I would do it. I'm going to snag a food vendor. We're going to snag a food vendor on the fucking way. I'm gonna find somebody. Taquitos, huh? I'm gonna find one of these motherfuckers that makes the bacon wrap hot dogs and all that awesome stuff. But anyway, we gotta go. It has been a great episode here with Nguyen. We're out of here for another week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, next. Next week we've got Cunt Punch. Some really great bands. Then the week after that we have Yellow Cake, like, you know, uranium, I think.
I think that's the cake in the urinal.
Oh, the urinal cakes. I thought he was talking about yellow cake uranium. God damn. You just totally blew me out of the water on that one, Nguyen. Oh, you crafty guy. Till next week with Cunt Punch. We'll be back.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.